welcome to another session of D&D, where we play about 5 minutes of D&D and talk about our mauls for the other 40 minutes. Enjoy! Let's roll!
Three open windows let light and air. The room's walls are adorned with stuffed animal heads, including a large 14-point stag, a mountain goat, a bear, two winter wolves, and what can only be an ankeg's head. Excuse me.
Those are two weird stuffed animals.
They're not stuffed animals.
You said stuffed animal heads.
Stuffed animal heads. It's not like...
not boo-boo.
When you say stuffed animals, I think teddy bear. What a weird fucking stuff.
That's literally what I imagined at first, though.
See, until he started saying, like, oh, it's animal heads that are stuffed.
Got teddy
what
bear.
Kind of fucked up kid is this? These antlers fucking hurt sleeping with it. Anyway. Two tattered banners hang from the ceiling and two leather chairs. A handful of braziers complete the comfortable parlor.
Braziers?
Razors.
Just like a little secret parlor. Is there anything else in here?
I think it's pronounced.
There's a secret door.
Is there another one?
No, same
to
one.
To another room with more heads.
It's just an endless chain
now
of
these
head rooms.
The heads start getting real weird. The deeper you go.
The lizard. Cat.
Just a house cat mounted. I kind of want to get that.
The house cat's head.
I know, Big Beans cat's going to be dead soon.
Oh, it's happening.
Poor Fluffy.
Anyway.
Fluff him up again.
So, yeah, there's someone else make an intelligence check. Not you.
Glenn, good.
Investigation.
Oh, investigation?
Yeah.
Why, because my rolls are too good.
Never mind, don't do that. You detect a secret door.
Is there a secret door?
Yeah, secret door. No, it's the same one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much all that's in here.
Well, there's nothing good in this
room. It's a hunter's bragging room. There is a regular door to the south. So you could have gotten this room anyway.
It'll be hilarious. Oh, that's
wait. Why is it a secret door?
I don't want to go through the hallway to get to my room.
Here's the map, right? Yeah. There's the secret door. There's a regular door.
It's like when people have that doorway in between bathrooms, and you're just like, fuck.
Yeah.
Doorway in between bathrooms.
Like, instead of having like one door to the bathroom, it's like, you can go into that person's bedroom or that person's bedroom.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's for sex, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
I think it's usually shared by siblings. But
what he just said qualifies.
I'll meet you in the sex room. What he said.
I don't like that noise.
After dinner, we need to go upstairs and brush our teeth, and then we can fuck.
Oh my god.
Okay, children, no more talking at dinner.
I don't remember this episode of The Waltons.
So you find two guest chambers that are dark and cold. Furnishings include a bed covered with blankets and furs, a small desk with an unlit oil lamp atop it, a washstand, a chamber pot, and a brazier of coals, and the windows are shuttered.
Doesn't seem like there's anything in this fucking place.
Wait.
Chamber pot.
Wait,
there's more, I think.
But wait, there's one
more.
There's
a secret door that leads to a place we've been.
I pooped next to the chamber pot.
An enormous bed.
Next to it, not in it.
Yeah, right next to it.
Jesus, go through her secret door.
Hey, what are you assholes doing?
Just looking around.
Stop walking through doors.
You said with this mask we can go anywhere. I'm pushing the limits.
Are we planning to buy the place?
I'm measuring for the drapery.
I think you got
like having a guest over and they're like, checking out your bedroom.
They're in your closet.
An enormous bed is covered in a soft burgundy bedspread, and a fire crackles in the fireplace, lending the room warmth and an atmosphere of comfort.
Mm. People like leaving fires on.
I know, who's tending
just,
these
like,
fires?
In the room.
You see a locked chest.
Ooh.
My time to shine, baby!
We look around, make sure there's no one walking around.
I check it for traps.
No traps.
Ooh, I didn't have to roll for it.
You just know now.
Yes, I'm the best.
Okay, you don't have to roll for it.
I'm going to unlock it.
Okay, roll.
Damn.
Sleight of hand.
16.
Nope.
You are the worst.
Broke the lock.
Oh. Fuck!
We'll never know.
We'll start to pummel.
Glenn Classic, lesser restoration of the lock.
Ah. That's not how that works. Do you have men? Because that would work.
Men?
Men. Yeah. Yeah, men.
Glenn cast men at it.
It's his strongest spell.
It's raining men.
No, I don't have mend. That's like a wizard spell, too, I think.
It's
right?
A cantrip.
But I mean, it's like, I think it's... Actually, I do have mending. Fuck.
Hey!
Yeah, cast mend that.
Okay. You want to try again?
Try again, buddy. You can do it this time.
Don't roll worse.
Thanks, Glennifer.
I like that face.
17.
Click. Gunk.
Oh.
Broke it.
I like when the locks go gunk.
It's just a cantrip. You can guess
it. You're fine. Fucking, you're the worst. You practice all the time. Dude, it's tricky. These aren't standardized. I gotta feel them out everywhere. There's no fucking consortium that's standardizing locks. God damn it.
Sounds like a lot of excuses.
Broken again. I don't even know if I want to know what's in this.
Wait, what was the roll?
13.
13, okay. You broke it.
Did you mend it?
We blow checks out, make sure there's still no one coming.
Nope. You don't. You know that you're pretty close to where Talus was, so there's like three guards in Talus.
She keeps hearing the clunking of the broken.
Yeah, is it particularly loud?
No, not really. Right. It's not a huge jest.
Okay, right, we'll try one more time. Okay. Ends it.
Bad dice. I'm gonna try its brother.
Don't you have like a pretty high roll already?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
And they're getting consistently worse. 11.
Oh my god.
Wait, what's your plus?
9.
Oh my god.
So you rolled a 2.
I rolled a 2 and a 4.
Okay, so yeah, you broke the lock again.
We just meant it. Let's fucking leave. This is not even
worth it. No, one more time. Just meant one more time. One more time. I'm gonna get out my lucky.
This is it.
My lucky one.
You have a lucky lock.
Like, we have thousands of gold. There's nothing in there. I don't know what's in here. Just mend it.
Fine. He's obsessed now.
19.
Nope. Uh-huh. It's really? Not broken, but it didn't make it.
So you keep trying. It doesn't need Glenn.
20.
Oh.
Nope.
Oh, my God.
26.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
Click. You hear it open.
It seemed like you took a long time with that last time.
You know what, Glenn?
You open it up and it's empty. No, I'm just kidding. How horrible would that be?
Would have been the best.
You see that there is gleaming set of chainmail.
Nope. Gleaming, eh?
And basically, like, light is just coming off of it.
Does it appear magical?
It appears like it could be magical. There's also 3,000 gold pieces.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna take that.
There were 4,000.
Did we know that? We saw like another pile. No, like a shadow dust pile gone.
Every time he fucked up the lock, did it lose gold pieces?
No, the dude went and retrieved 1,000
pounds. Okay. This is Stalin's.
This stash, we're just fucking taking it.
This is her stash.
Wait, hold on. So
we should go ask for more money.
I know you have 4,000 gold.
How do you know?
And there's also a scroll.
Ooh. What's a scroll of?
Do you have to read it?
Okay, he reads it.
Who reads it?
Glenn.
They
don't read it out loud, they use it.
I know. You look at it, you wouldn't understand it because you're a cleric.
I look at it.
It's a scroll of scorching ray.
Yes.
Why don't we take this 3,000 gold and put it in our magic bag of holding with the scale mail?
That's a good idea.
We'll take a look at it. Let's go through the portal. All
right.
Okay. So.
Glenn will put our little. We have so much dragon stuff. We have fucking star charts and.
I'm gonna take my 600.
We have 1,300 gold and various chick stuff.
Various chick stuff. 1,300 gold in various chick stuff?
Yeah.
What was that
from? Bikinis and...
Remember, it was like perfumes and stuff. We found it, like, in...
Oh, yeah, in that guy's...
colon.
That guy was weird.
Why are you so much up here?
It's my bag of holding.
My prison
bag. You also go to the linen closet, because she told you where that was, to grab that, what you call it?
The banner.
The banner.
The fresh banner. Yeah. Freshly
linen.
Pressed the banner.
Gleaming scale mail. We'll check that out after we get away a little bit.
Okay. So, you go through the portal, and you... Boop, you're like 5 miles away. You all go through, I'm assuming. Right?
Yeah, we're all going through.
You're 5 miles away. There's no way back. There's no portal back.
Yeah, that's fine.
And you see a...
The lodge sucked anyway. Yeah.
We were gonna kill her. Let's kill all of the other people first.
Weren't we supposed to tell her we were leaving?
Yeah, we Irish goodbye.
She'll figure it out.
So,
she realizes all her gold's gone.
Those motherfuckers!
My chainmail and gold!
Actually, let's identify that real quick.
The chainmail.
Tell us where we're at. We're not like in the middle of three dragons.
It looks exactly like it did in the thing. So you can see the in the distance. You're about 5 miles away from the. You're not near the town. The town's in the. So you're like 10 miles away from the town. So it's in the complete other direction.
Whatever.
So you can and where it teleported you. There's a you see a herd of deer. Like really close by. You also see a lot of troll footprints and a lot of blood.
Probably that fucking troll.
Well, let's not jump to conclusions because they're troll-shaped footprints.
Look, it might not be a troll.
All right, let's take a minute to identify that chainmail. See what we got here.
Okay, who has identify?
You can just identify it.
Oh, yeah, that stupid fucking rule. I hate that rule. It's a +2 chainmail.
Ooh.
Okay.
Scale mail, right?
Chainmail.
Oh, it's chainmail.
Yeah.
How much is chainmail?
More than scale mail, I believe.
Well, it's a... Well, he's got plate.
Actually, sure. Scale mail might be more. I don't remember. I gotta look up the DM's book. No, then in the player's book. Got it. Ew!
Oh, yeah, right in the mic.
You're going to pay for this.
Yeah, chainmail is worth more than scale mail. Splint mail is worth more than chainmail.
I don't even know what that
Glenn,
is.
Glenn and Weeblo don't need it. Weeblo has his Dragon Guard breastplate +1, and Glenn is wearing full plate +3.
don't think they need that.
I don't think I can. I can only do light.
Yeah, I can only do light.
And you're wearing plate.
I mean,
we can sell it.
She has like a +2 plate.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. So I don't think that would.
Oh, well.
this is how you know you're level 14. You get a +2 full set of chain mail. Like,
Even the 3,000 gold's like, all right, fine.
We'll just throw it in a river somewhere.
Throw it into the woods.
This is getting real heavy. It's a bag of holding. It's too much in there.
Not even in this direction.
I don't even feel it. Yeah, but I know it's in there.
And it's heavy just because I know how much it's in there.
It's weighing on my mind.
Yeah. It's not sparking joy. That would be more joy.
All right, well, I guess let's find this fucking troll.
So you're gonna just trek back to the.
There it is. It's fucking right there.
Trek back to the.
Well, there's troll footprints. You said right.
Yeah, follow.
No, they're not fresh, but this you can tell. You can tell that this
there's
is
his, blood.
This is his hunting ground. Yeah, it's dried blood. Blood can be in both liquid and dried form.
Ooh, elaborate.
I think technically then it's magma.
All right, well,
so yeah, you know there's you can tell that there's a lot of game around here. So.
Why would there fuck be a portal to here? Right. Doesn't make any sense.
Maybe the troll likes to hunt.
The troll goes into the Dragon Queen bedroom to touch the portal.
Oh, maybe he's banging the Dragon Queen.
Oh, I know there's gonna be a side quest.
I don't think the Dragon Queen would let a troll bang her.
Well, that's why he has to do it through a portal. It's a secret. It's a secret love.
It's pretty close minded.
In my secret garden.
Is it, it's a glory portal?
Glory portal, there you go.
There's just a dick that pops up in the air.
You guys are stupid.
She
just out of nowhere.
She just brushed her hair with dick boxes.
What the fuck?
Looks like a troll dick, but I'm gonna do it.
You have to. It's the law.
Yeah.
Hate these fucking glory portals.
This one's for me.
If you chop a troll dick off, would it grow a troll?
I don't think it would grow a troll. I think you would grow a new dick. But
how
I don't
much,
think
how much of a troll don't they replicate if you slice off pieces?
Yeah, it depends on how big of the piece, I think. I think you have to. I mean, if it's a big dick. Big dick troll. Maybe. Of course, that troll, that new troll will be mostly dick.
Real popular with the ladies.
I don't like the trolls around here.
They're just penis trolls.
Where did you come from? I'm a dick troll.
That was your mom's nickname.
Like detective? Okay. So.
Well, we don't want to walk back to the fucking lodge. We want to go to the town, right? Yeah.
I thought you were going to go kill the troll.
Yeah.
Or kill Talus.
No, we don't have to go kill her.
We'll have to do her work first and then we'll go back.
Yeah. Why kill her now? She's being cool.
She's being cool.
I mean, I'd like to kill her. She did set us up.
Yeah.
So,
But for now, she'll probably think we're dicks that stole her gold, but then we left to go kill...
She probably expected
kill.
Something like that.
Yeah, right? Yeah. We're dragging on.
That's incompetent cunt stole my gold.
Should have known.
She's going to be pissed, but not like if we come back and we're like, we killed those guys, she'll be like, all right, whatever.
Fine. Maybe. I mean, you did take the chainmail plus two. I think that's like 60 grand.
You weren't using it. It was here in a chest.
It was in a locked chest. She might have used it. You don't know.
After 10 attempts, we unlocked it.
Well, we want to go to the town to see if there's anybody that can get us to another
fucking
town.
Fucking chest lock. It's all these scrapes. Just around the lock.
So as you're trekking, getting
just like they're so competent.
Getting closer to the
Glenn mended it. All right, it was fine.
Several times. I mean, each mending it looks a little worse.
Not a perfect mending.
Not perfect.
I did have those. It took me 3 additional attempts.
Yes, you had, yeah.
It's Yoda Koroskori, whatever the fuck the Japanese word thing is.
With the gold. When they mend with gold. When they break something and they put it back together with gold.
Sounds expensive.
It's a whole thing about how beauty and broken things or something. Something.
Okay.
A lot of gay Japanese
people. I don't know. And they kill themselves in woods. What are you going to do?
I mean, they kill themselves all over the place.
Good Japan. It's just suicide everywhere.
Cliff, why are you going to those woods? I just want to visit them.
Just want to see what they look like.
It's supposed to be very peaceful.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. That's why people go there to kill themselves. Like, there's no ghosts or anything. Like, it's haunted.
Maybe that's why people kill themselves, because they see all the ghosts.
Yeah.
Maybe
the ghosts make
them
kill themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no such thing as fucking ghosts.
Well, then I gotta fuck them.
There's no such thing as ghosts, period.
Yeah.
Just male ghosts.
Oh, God.
Do you still get your period? Boo!
Fucking boo!
Are you booing me or are you booing me?
I don't understand.
Are you on your period? Is that why you're mad? Apparently can't say that to people. I told you. My daughter gets very mad when I say that.
You say it to her every day, though.
A lot. You say it to her a lot.
Hey, good morning. Are you on your period?
I said that to my wife once, and she was like, "Yeah, you're right."
That doesn't make sense. That doesn't track. That's never happened to me, ever.
I usually have to. My wife's usually just like, "I'm sorry, I'm on my period." I'm like, "Well, thank you for the heads up."
I'm usually like, "I'm on my butt period."
You shouldn't be bleeding so much from there.
Are you bleeding? Yeah, I bleed every day. I'm always on my butt period.
You know how when the blood just pours out of your asshole?
I assume I'm shitting my uterine lining.
Yes. My pooterine lining.
My butt uterine lining.
My pooterine.
Butt uterus.
When do I go through manopause?
Get some man ponds. You shouldn't be bleeding that from your hands. You probably have colon cancer. Whatever. That's what some people get.
Some infections. Oh my god. Way to bring the vibe down.
Do a vibe check.
Yeah, to all of our listeners, this is your warning. Get your colon checked.
Yeah.
You should get your colon checked.
Get your colon checked.
I actually have to do that. I have to schedule a colonoscopy.
It's 40 now, right? It used to be 50.
45.
45?
Yeah. I'm almost 50, though.
6 years.
You're a little late.
No, I've had it done before. Just for fun.
Doctor was like...
You?
Shouldn't there be a camera?
There was a camera. It just wasn't up there.
They were taking pictures. The doctor was very weird. I mean, it was like
a... You know when they take a video of the doctor putting his finger up your ass?
I'm old school. I use a Polaroid.
It's a colonoscopy. Okay, I guess. I mean,
I'm not a doctor. Whatever you gotta do.
I told you when I went to the... Anyway, sorry. Story time. I went to the gastroenterologist, and he's like, I'm going to have to check your prostate, check your colon, do that whole thing. And he goes, as he's getting ready to, like, I'm in the fetal position on the thing, because that's what you do. And he yells out, he's like, I'm going to need more lube. And I'm like, and then he goes, don't worry, it's not for you. And I was like, well, I maybe...
Who else is in here?
Now I'm offended two times.
But then I think, I want more lube.
Right.
Well, maybe
lube's got to be good in that scenario.
I don't want to feel anything.
I mean...
Slide right in, buddy.
To be honest, you do feel like a dirty little whore when you're done getting your butt checked.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, because... Because
you liked it?
Well, no, because you have to go into
the... You had a big boner the whole time?
My huge boner.
Sorry, it's just my colonoscopy boner.
You stuck your finger at my butt. What's supposed to happen?
Yeah. There's like a button in there.
Touch my button. No, because you have to, like, they use so much lube, mm-hmm. like, you just have to go into the bathroom, like, wipe all the lube off of you, and you're like, mm.
Jesus.
Wow.
Just leave it on.
I'm just going
to go to the theater.
Just kill me. That's fine.
Well, the colonoscopy is not as bad. It's just that when they check your prostate, which you're going to have done. Your doctor's going to, at one point.
You fag.
When did he ask your prostate checked?
Right before he did it.
And it wasn't for you?
It wasn't for me, but I was naked on the table in the fetal position.
Why would you say that, doctor?
Big Bean, you don't need to be completely naked.
I was totally
We didn't tell you to take your shirt off.
If we're going to do this, we're going to do this.
Yeah. I did have my shirt on, to be fair.
And the light candles, too.
Makes it a completely different
scene. Oh, my God.
It does seem...
completely naked.
In a fetal position on the table.
I was like...
Sounds like a sexual assault.
Oh, doctor.
So I went to the dermatologist the other day, right?
He stuck his finger in my
ass. You don't get a colonoscopy at the dermatologist?
My dermatologist is a female. Mm-hmm. Right?
Oh, there you go.
So she's in there with her little helper, little female helper. And it was just like a follow-up, right? They were just like, yeah, that suspicious thing.
We want to see Jay.
It's just a follow-up, right?
Show up.
Pants down. They didn't do this the first time. So she was like, have you noticed that, like, it's changed? And I was like, I didn't remember, but I felt like, should I remember which one of my freckles we're talking about? So I was like, no.
The freckle on your schmeckle?
And she was like, all right, well, let's take a look at the arm. And I didn't know where on the arm it was, and I was wearing a long sleeve. So I went and popped out my whole arm. So I, like, took off my, you know, half of my shirt and popped my whole... It was just right up here on my wrist. Like, I was in there.
My
stomach exposed. My whole fucking arm. Yuck. And she's like, okay, yeah, no, that looks the same. You're in good shape. And then they just left. I was like...
You're just gonna
they were talking about
you. Standing there naked. They
were, I took off way too much clothing for this. I was like, oh, I thought maybe it was up on my shoulder.
Sir, can you please put your pants back
on? We're going to need to take a look at your arm. You're completely naked.
Fetal position, I'm ready.
This is my dermatology erection. It just happens.
Everything's done in the fetal position now.
Just prepared for whatever comes.
Well, I did have a 7-foot tall doctor that was that worked on my hemorrhoids, and he had huge hands because he played basketball.
Oh dear!
It, no, no, not it was not sexy.
Dr. J.
No,
no,
I mean,
no.
His face.
Yeah.
It took me a minute to try to remember.
You're gonna say Dr. Dre, weren't you? Dr. Dre. He's getting his references mixed up again.
No, he had to be a sadist because that's the only reason he would go into the field of proctology.
That specific field, yeah.
Yeah, with huge hands like that, like it's like Andre the Giant, the proctologist. That's bigger than most dicks.
How do you know?
I've seen my share.
I'm a man of the world.
So anyway, as you're getting close to the...
back on track.
It is funny, as you get older, you definitely care much less about...
Oh, yeah, I don't
like,
care
with the dermatologist, and it's like, it was like, oh, we're going to do a full whatever.
Yeah, the full body.
So I was like, all right, whatever. Check. And there's like, again, my dermatologist was also a woman, and she had like a person kind of in training. Like, do you care? I'm like, I don't care.
You know what? I thought that too for a while until I had that orchitis, and they had to check me for testicular cancer. And you have to go.
And they start laughing at it.
They're so weird.
All right.
Can you be professional?
But no, you have to go and get an ultrasound on your balls, and it's just this nurse rubbing like lotion all over your balls, and with the ultrasound thing, like
you're just like and slowly, you see the baseball.
She had a folder, and she like takes my penis. And like puts it so that it's not
really?
Yeah, and like I'm like
out of the way.
I just had that done.
Same thing, right? Yeah, and it's like
a folder.
No, well, she gave me like a towel and she made me hold it. She wasn't moving it around herself. She was just like here, pull the penis out and just like hold it there.
Huh. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
although
like you sound like my wife.
Yeah,
just hold it there.
You've seen my penis more than my wife has recently.
My wife hasn't done this for a while.
She hasn't given me an lube on your balls.
I brought my penis folder with me.
See, it says penis on it.
My penis screen.
But yeah, she like so she had it like
how
that.
How long was she trolling
it takes
around?
A while.
It was like 10 minutes.
So they do the whole thing and like they have to like press
and you know how look normally to break the tension you would talk. You don't talk.
No, you say nothing.
You say nothing and just like sit there like, God, this is the most uncomfortable thing I've ever had to do.
You're just like
you had to have that done this? Okay, good.
Yeah,
like, I'm glad someone else had to experience that because it's awful. It was the worst. I'd rather have a doctor's finger up my ass. Don't
We're definitely clipping that.
Obviously,
it's two up my ass top clips are gonna have
from. Oh, I just
need to get that clip.
It's too late. I gotta
give me the list of things he'd rather have.
What kind of things doesn't he want up his ass?
It's I'd rather have a dick in my ass. Now there's gonna be another on my ass.
Oh man, soundbite heaven here.
That was a nice clean one too. No one was saying anything.
Yeah, that was perfect. Oh, that's
good. Oh god.
Well, funny thing about that too, because like I like found something and I went to the doctor and I was just like, I don't know, like, you know, I don't know if this is it or not. And, like, he gave me, like, a checkup, and he's just like, I don't think it's cancer anymore.
Pediatrician.
I'm not even your doctor. No, but he's just like...
Well, how my son's getting checked out.
Yeah. He's fine. But he was like, it doesn't feel like cancer to me. He's like, but I'm going to do the ultrasound. I'm going to, you know, give you the ultrasound just in case. So he, like, makes me go to this other place. But, like, they're like... You know, they do the thing, and then they're just like, okay, we'll send it to the doctor. It should, they'll get back to you in, like, 2 or 3 days. They're like, oh, but the weekend, so maybe Monday. I was like, whatever. And I get a call from my doctor. He's, like, a weirdo. And he's just like...
It's cancer.
Well, no, I answer the phone. He's just like, it's your doctor. He's like, you're pregnant.
Okay.
It's like, thanks for lightening the tension, I guess, but Jesus Christ.
No, it's just kidding, you have cancer.
Yeah, but it was one of those, like, I'm assuming it's good news then, because, like, otherwise I doubt you'd start the conversation that way. And he's like, I told you to stop picking up the soap in the shower. I'm like, dude!
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I was like, Bedside manner is a thing.
It's like that old joke when the doctor comes out of the ER after a guy's wife has an accident, you know, the car accident, and he goes, she made it, but you're going to have to take care of her for the rest of her life.
Hell yeah.
She's not going to be able to clean herself or wash herself. She's kind of brain dead, but, you know, she's still alive, so you can... And the guy's like, oh, my God. He's like, I'm just kidding. She's dead.
What was the one where it was like... I'm going to look this up because it's funny. He's just like, your wife is in a coma, but, you know, they say that, like, sometimes to get somebody out of it, you know, oral sex helps. It's like, so I'm going to leave you be for a little bit. You know, we'll see if maybe you can help it out. And then, like, he comes back and he's like, I think she choked to death.
Yeah, it's a good one.
There was a court case where the guy...
Oh, yeah, where his dick was too long.
His wife choked to death or something.
Oh, yeah, and he showed
his penis. No,
and they dismissed it. They were like,
no.
Did they dismiss it?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't on purpose. My dick's too long. Yeah.
They're like, yeah, sure. And he put the... Oh,
okay. Shit, all right. Case dismissed.
Like, she was a brave woman.
But, I mean, you would kind of... Like, I don't know how they could dismiss that case because it's like... You kind of know something was wrong when she was turning purple.
Yeah, I mean, there must have been other evidence, but I'm just saying that happened, that he actually showed his penis in court, which is funny.
You would think, right?
But he killed her with his dick in her mouth? Like
she choked to death or something.
Yeah, like a big piece of steak.
She didn't chew properly?
Yeah, you know.
If you were choking, wouldn't you bite down?
Or something.
At a certain point?
Many things.
Right? Like,
yeah. No, I don't know. Maybe
flail
she
your
maybe
arms around a little bit.
Maybe it was like a, you know how an anaconda has to separate its jaw to get something done. Maybe she couldn't bite down.
Hey.
Oh,
oh no! Oh no!
Yeah.
He's fucking a retarded person. All right, so we're tracking.
We're still going? I thought we stopped for a while.
I thought we were...
No, this is all recorded.
I thought we were... Yeah, well,
nice.
Or are we talking... Your balls... Are you okay with
your
balls getting on air?
I guess so.
Yeah, well, I mean, whatever.
Pretty sure I said my own name. Because I thought we stopped it.
Did you?
I don't think you did.
I'll bleep it.
Okay.
Shot.
We won't make it.
I thought you stopped the recording because
you
left the room.
Why would you think I stopped it?
Because nobody was talking about it and Cliff left. That's why I assumed that we had like stopped recording.
I kind of just want you to do the shot because
I really don't want to.
You can go back and check, but if he didn't say it,
then I have to do the shot. That's my rule.
Double shot.
He said it though.
Double shot.
He said he had.
I'm pretty sure I said my name because I was telling the story of the doctor calling him.
No, okay. It's fine. All right,
we're past it.
All right then.
Yeah.
And another thing
about him. He's got man boobs.
Well,
anyway.
Better than him having lady boobs. That'd be weird.
I stole these.
I would like that. I wouldn't leave the house.
That's true.
Okay, so you guys are walking and you see in the distance, like a bunch of things, large creatures flying around where the lodge is. And they seem to be coming towards you.
Oh my God, already?
Already. Roll for initiative.
They see us, or they're just walking in our direction.
No, they see you. They have good eyesight.
Rats.
They're not rats.
Fiddlesticks.
Nope, not.
I was hoping to get through this whole session without fighting anything.
Why?
We almost did. Got pretty far. 16 for me.
Okay.
Can I use my initiative from earlier that we didn't use?
Whatever happened to
was
that
it?
Guy?
I have no idea.
13 for Glenn, 9 for Weeblow.
12 plus whatever your initiative is. 23. It's actually what I got earlier.
Hey now.
What about you, Vanta?
What's your dexterity modifier?
Thank you.
Well, this should be at the top of your...
It's 10.
Your initiative's not 10.
0.
No.
You have an initiative of 0?
12.
Well, you can.
12.
I guess,
see,
yeah.
That lets you add, like...
My dexterity...
Is 0.
Is 0.
So
well,
she got 12.
Okay. So Glenn, what was Glenn, 13?
Yeah.
Okay. So she got 4.
And they got a...
We didn't get very far in this day.
No. No. Like Rodney kept like distracting us.
We still got like another hour or two
with a stupid but like sexy face.
I mean, that's what I do.
I guess we did get past the lodge. So that's something.
Yeah, something.
You know,
Big Bean was like, talking about putting things up his butt.
It's true.
Sorry.
Just we found a secret door that led to a room we'd already been able to go to easily.
We made a deal and then immediately stole the stuff from the woman, so that's nice.
To be fair, fuck her.
No one likes her. So.
There was a video about just people in games just stealing for everybody.
You got it. It's built into it.
Like, yeah, it's part of the game.
Like, as people, like dead people are around, and all the NPCs are crying. And there's one NPC that's like,
just takes stuff.
The NPC's taking like stuff. Like, have you no shame? How'd that go? My sheet. Where's my sheet?
Holy sheet.
You know what I like about Bruce is that he always seems like he knows what
you can go fuck yourself. How about that? How about that?
Ready for good, because none of the rest of us.
Things keep moving.
Alright. It's fine. Fuck it. I can't remember what that thing was. I think it was in.
I'm sure it's unimportant.
This one?
Yeah, it couldn't have possibly been important.
I already have it. Oh, I already have it.
Oh, right, that thing. Ah, well,
yeah, never mind. I got it. I
was a god.
No fight.
I already had it open.
Never mind, guys.
It was Helm riding on these things.
Glenn, look, it's Helm.
Glenn's like, yay.
So you see four.
You said three.
Three.
I did say three.
I'm sorry, I did say three. You see three, basically five-headed winged creatures coming towards you.
Oh.
Do they look friendly?
They don't. No.
Are those the drake? Would we think they were the drakes from the thing?
They're definitely not drakes.
Okay. Are they large?
They are huge.
Oh.
Huge. I don't like that.
Are they? Do they have things riding on them?
No.
Okay.
Would anybody know what they are?
I mean, you could roll.
Nature.
Be more arcana.
Well, Glenn, it is. Plus six.
Sure.
Do you have, what do you have?
Plus three.
Plus one for me. So.
Glenn says 17.
Yeah, you kind of know. You know they're called Dracohydras.
They're called Dracohydras!
Thank you.
They're what like else? Little Tiamats.
Kind of.
You can tell by the five heads.
Thank you.
I'm so smart.
Since you know so much about them, how do we kill them easily?
Babble.
I think I'm right.
That's how you kill anything.
I don't know. Would you know anything about them? Probably not.
No, not with a 17. You just know what they're called.
With a 17, you idiot.
Oh, shit.
Stupid moron.